Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi everyone and welcome. My name is James Welsh.
My name is Robert Welsh.
And welcome to the Double Cleanse podcast.
We did it.
We did it.
Successful. How have you been,
James? It sounded good.
It sounded really good. Yeah, now we've ruined it.
We're talking over each other. Talking about different things.
Well, welcome to our podcast, I think we should say.
Yeah.
And this is a Double Cleanse podcast where we talk about things, skincare, makeup,
stuff,
beauty, the industry.
The worldwide interwebs.
The worldwide interweb and jelly shoes.
Yes. Oh my God.
Jelly shoes. Yeah, do you remember?
Okay, make a note, men's jelly shoes, and we'll buy them.
I'm literally going to make a note now.
Do that now.
But I'm going to have to sort my feet out before I try to wear any kind of open shoe.
Oh, I'm just going to wear that at home so no one can see me. Have you ever been tempted to buy Crocs?
No. How dare you? Oh. I feel like if you don't work in a profession where you need to stand up all the time and you're not a child under the age of 10.
Right.
Okay, no, let's be generous. Let's say 12. You do
but
not
you
need
know
Crocs.
They're good for people with issues like sore feet, bad back. And they're really comfortable.
If they're not good for IBS, then I don't want them.
Did you not try on Nan's Crocs that one time?
I tried on someone's Crocs one time, and they were the most comfortablest things I think I've ever worn in my life. But right. I refuse to do that to myself.
Right, okay. Well, at home, when no one can see, but you go out.
Have you got Crocs? Is this way you're
no.
saying you've got Crocs?
No, yeah. This is me coming out to you that I'm a Croc owner. But you would go around wearing glittery jelly shoes.
Sure. Well, black ones. They do black jelly shoes.
They do black jelly shoes, actually. Yeah, that's the point. I bet they rub like hell, though.
Yeah, you'll have to wear them in.
Yeah.
You have to grease up your feet before you put them in the jelly shoes.
Margarine all around the back.
70s butter. Mm. How's your week been, James? How's it
Absolutely
been?
Fine so far. What's been happening? Nothing, really.
That sounds like a good week.
Yeah. Oh, the most exciting thing that happened this week is I bought our puppy Brie lots of stuff in the sales that are apparently happening right now.
What sale? Oh.
Toys.
When you say our puppy and I look at her, I'm like, she's not a puppy, but she is. She's not
but
even
she's
1 year old.
She's still a puppy.
Yet. Just about.
No, just about.
But she's a giant.
She's massive. Yeah. She's like running people over and stuff. She's great.
She is. Oh,
what have you been up to?
So I think we mentioned at the beginning of nearly every episode now,
that you've moved house. Right.
So I've been waiting for my like filming room, my makeup room, because everybody needs one. Why not? You know, like you're sitting in now. You're sitting in your filming room.
I'm in my studio.
Room. Yeah, studio. So I have a separate room for that. It's in the other room, and I've just been waiting for IKEA furniture to come so I can put shelves up and do all that kind of stuff. And it's all arrived, and everything's out, and I can film properly again. Not that I haven't anyway, but it just, you know, it just feels more real now.
Yeah, your videos have been a mess since you moved.
It's been a huge mess. But no, saying that, it has. My has microphone. It? I had this really good idea that I've tried a different way to record my sound, right. And it just keeps going wrong. So I'm
What are you doing? Why? What's a different way?
I got a new iPad, thinking I can plug my microphone and record on GarageBand, but it's just all going wrong.
Oh, there's I tried that the other day.
Ridiculous.
Look,
ridiculous.
I bought all these little connections to connect to the iPad. And it didn't work. It just recorded.
So now my
iPad
is a glorified YouTube player and FaceTime doer. So
you could always use it as like a coaster. I use mine as a coaster sometimes.
Well, you use it. James.
Well, it's sturdy. They're made to withhold stuff like that. Listen. Is there anything you've been loving in makeup?
You know what is something that I've been loving, not just you know, on me, but right. Or that I've been using, but in general that I've been seeing online, is coloured eyelashes coming back, but not Ooh. Just mascara, not just some blue mascara. We're not talking like 90s
blue Clumpy
mascara.
Blue mascara, yeah, silver exactly. eyeshadow,
yeah,
and a red lip.
But full on coloured eyelashes, like false lashes that are bright neon pink, bright orange, green. I saw this really amazing dark green eyelash with this dark green liquid liner, and it was just that, and it was really simple, but looked really, really amazing. And I think I really like it. And there are some brands that are starting to do like quite intensely coloured lashes. Guys, you can just buy them on AliExpress, they're the same.
They're not like the lash equivalent of like coloured party wigs, are they?
No.
That's what I mean.
Like
I can't
synthetic
imagine
and shiny.
Looking,
no. But as well, like you can also, of course, you get like natural, like, well, like ordinary, not the ordinary brand, they're not making their own lashes, but you can get like regular false lashes with like the occasional streak of colour, which I think is really cute. I think it's a really nice way to kind of, you know, spice things up a bit. Spicy mayo.
Oh god, he's moving his shoulders uncontrollably. Is that your form of spicing something up? Is spicy mayonnaise?
Spicy mayo, yeah.
Yeah, we got peri peri mayonnaise instead of normal mayonnaise this week. Oh, outlandish.
James, listen, I have a question for you this week.
Oh yeah?
Is there anything you've been loving in skincare?
Oh god, put on the spot. You know what I've been really, really liking? So I have this real what's the word?
Connection.
Love for I mean, I guess. But no. Like I love Korean and Japanese sunscreens. You know that with our oily skin, like they just seem to have perfected the formulation.
Absolutely.
So I you know, whenever going to Boots, which is the pharmacy here, you see, oh, what's it, Pittsburgh and Sonalair, whatever, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, they make me cringe. But one, somebody in my comments, I tried to find the comment the other day, recommended this. This is P20 Sun Care for Kids. It's SPF 50 plus with UVA and UVB protection, so it's broad spectrum. So I think when it comes to like Korean cosmetics, this would be SPF 50 plus PA 4 pluses, if that makes sense. It would be like the highest. It protects up to 10 hours and up to 3 hours in the water, right? So you would think that this is like horrible, like greasy, white,
thick,
like, yeah, a day at the beach, your mum puts it on and you don't know why. when you're young, she's put sun cream on. No, we didn't understand. But it's amazing. It's like, you can get it here in the UK. I think it's like £11 or something. But it's thick and it goes on a little bit white, but literally give it like 15 minutes and the skin just looks really nice and dewy. I walked Brie twice with this on within 5 hours, right in like the midday sun, which you shouldn't walk dogs in the midday sun, but we went down a shady patch. And it's all grass. And I wasn't sweating. I wasn't oily. I'm really, really impressed with it. But that's it. A little bit dubious. But yeah, I will obviously still reapply this. I don't think I'm going to... Unless it's like 48-hour deodorant protection, you know? I don't know. It'll be interesting. It's got a mix of UV filters in, but I have to do a little bit more... little bit more looking into it. And it does recommend you wear a hat.
God, it gives fashion advice as
well.
Yeah,
it gives fashion advice too. Pairs great with a hat and a t-shirt, a strappy top.
Can you imagine jelly shoes and crocs? Oh, James, what's you like?
Yes, so, listen, today we do a lot of things on our YouTube channel. It's like, these are the mistakes you're making. Mm. We're all top fucking idiots.
20 mistakes not to fucking make.
Yeah.
It's really aggressive.
Yeah, no, it is. It's rude.
But here's the thing, though. Although we make videos like that, we know that mistakes are going to happen all the time. They're just, like, attention-grabbing titles that we can give you advice through.
But of course,
people do make mistakes. Goodness me.
I was going to say, all these videos that I make are based on mistakes I used to do. So what I thought it'd be nice to do today, well, what we discussed previously in a online chat board.
An AOL chat. An AOL. James discussed. We just have our own conversation.
BlackBerry Messenger. Yeah. We thought it would be good today. It would be fun to share the mistakes we made. Not mistakes like not reapplying sunscreen or things like that. Like the awful, awful things we did to our skin.
Full on makeup. Rubbing your face with a brick.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. One second. Thank you so much.
You got breakfast?
Bacon sandwich.
Oh, that looks, look at that bread.
It's unreal bread.
Is that from an actual bakery?
Yeah, I'm going to eat it directly in the microphone, but hold my throat.
Yeah, remember to hold your throat. So what we can do through this is by looking at yours and our mistakes, we can kind of see, if there's any... Dude, you cannot eat that into the microphone. These are the microphones people use for ASMR. You can't be eating soft, soft, lovely bread into the microphone.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, update. Robert's found some jelly shoes.
Oh, yeah. Hi, guys. Update. I found some jelly shoes, and they were very, very expensive. They were £300.
Yeah, we decided no.
And I did find some that were £12, but I mean, come on.
They're going to fall apart the moment we put them
on. And then I was just saying to James, let's start off talking about beauty mistakes. And let me talk about mine because it kind of ties into these jelly shoes. And I was just saying...
But before you go into it, please. This probably comes from the wealth of like Pinterest DIYs, the hacks that you see all over the internet. Yeah. And yes, even we fall victim to that sometimes.
Sometimes.
As Robert's about to explain.
I'm about to tell you. So, do you... You know, I was just saying to James, I'm not going to wear jelly shoes like that that are so open at the back because everyone can see the heels of my feet. And yes, they're okay now. But once time ago, James.
Literally like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, listen, standing up the whole of my life working really takes a toll on your feet. And I saw on, it was my Instagram Explore page, right? You know those like brow blades you can get? Not the small ones, but ones that are long blades.
To shave your eyebrows and derma planning that everyone's
exactly,
doing.
Exactly. I saw somebody on Instagram shaving the skin off the dead skin off the heels of their foot with one of these. And I was like, I have one of those. So what I did was, and I thought, here's the thing. If I see somebody do something online, I think I'm like, I have beauty experience. I can do that. I've been doing makeup for ages. I can shave my feet. So I had a shower and I thought, let me get the feet soft. Can I just say, if you're like not like into blood, not that you're into blood, but if you're quite squeamish, maybe skip ahead like a minute. Or not even, a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's about to get heavy.
Or just walk away for a minute.
Yeah, maybe just turn us down. So I got in a shower, my feet were nice and soft, you know how they get like a little bit like wet and you can just...
Sure.
Yeah. And I thought this would be great. So so I put my foot up on the toilet seat and I like backwards. So I had my foot up face down, you know, like the top of my foot on the toilet seat and I was leaning backwards. And I was like blading my feet. And I was like, this is amazing. All this dead skin was coming off. And then it came to my other foot. It makes me gag thinking about it. It came to my other foot. And I was like, right, how am I going to do this? Because that was my easy side. Now I'm going to have to do the side that I'm a little bit, you know, at a different angle with. So I did it. And then suddenly I felt this sharp pain. I dug the blade into my foot. blood every, like, it would not stop bleeding. There was blood on the floor, there was blood on the thing. So I thought, okay, let me do the other side while this is bleeding.
Right, let that bleed out. Go
and do the other side. Let me let my body shrivel.
Sure.
While it, and then I started doing the other side, and then further down my foot, sharp pain, massive gash, huge chunk of skin flapping off my foot,
yeah,
blood everywhere, and then I stopped.
Right.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I did the flat part of my foot, and I was like, okay, now you carried it.
Yeah.
But honestly, it bled for ages, and I was like limping around for days and days and days.
Robert sent us a picture after you did this, and it literally looked, you had hacked like a triangle out of the side of your foot.
Yeah.
It was aggressive, and I don't understand how you own a blade that was that thick to get that deep. That's made, meant to be made for your face or eyebrows.
It's like I went in at a wrong angle. Imagine like when you have like a block of cheese and you try and cut like a straight line, but you accidentally go a little bit wrong and it cuts a bigger chunk than you thought. Yeah, no. Sorry guys, that was really squeamish. Hopefully they won't be, the rest won't be. But that's the thing, I saw it on Instagram. I was like, oh, easy, DIY, at home hack, you know?
Yeah, which we know. We know they, those are fake. We know that's not what they've done. We know, like... So I have one that's less squeamish.
Mm.
But when I was like, so when we were like teenagers, what, probably like 14, and we did have bad skin, we used to use TCP, didn't we? As like a little spot treatment. Oh my God. Do you remember? Let me just Google TCP to explain exactly what it is.
TCP. Isn't TCP, don't people use that for like tattoos when I've had a tattoo done?
Well, apparently it means transmission control protocol, but we weren't putting that on our face.
What? Like petrol? Oh. God, I was like, what were we doing to ourselves?
No, that's antibacterial stuff. It's like bepanthen. I don't know.
Bepanthidin.
It's an anesthetic. It's an anesthetic. So you're meant to, you can drink it. You're meant to dilute it. So you can drink it for sore throats. You dilute it, put it on cuts.
I would never.
It says like you can gargle with it. But I was like, this is working. Bearing in mind, me and Rob used to pick at our spots really bad, didn't we? They looked like little volcanoes on our skin. So when we applied this TCP, diluted, we were like, this is working. It's like healing our spots. It's an antiseptic. It's going to do that for like your spots, right? So one day I was like, oh, imagine not diluting this and leaving it on your skin overnight. I was like, this would be a really good idea. So what I did was I had a big spot on my forehead. So I got a cotton pad, put like neat TPC on it, put it on my head, and use surgical tape to keep the cotton pad on my forehead. The next morning, I woke up with burns on my forehead. It had burnt the skin around it. The skin had gone like purple,
God.
It was so sore. And I remember thinking, like, I never used it after that. Like, never, ever used it after that. Very, very similarly, I used to use another antiseptic. What's it called? The white, the clear stuff.
Dettol.
No, and you don't know whether it's for, like, diluting paint or putting on your face.
White spirit.
Hang on.
No, that's not an antiseptic.
No, hang on.
Surgical spirit. Which is also known as rubbing alcohol.
Yeah. So I would put that on a cotton pad and use it as a toner. So I would be like...
Who told you to do this?
No one.
Where did you get... That's what I use to sanitize my, like, kit sometimes.
Yes.
It's that strong. It's... Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
So I'd be like, but the thing is, the reason I thought it was working is back then, because I was so oily. Because mum and dad would have it in their little cupboard, you know, in the ensuite bathroom with like medical stuff, like the first aid kit and stuff. Like, what's this? But it would dry out my skin so much, I'd be like, I'm not oily, that must be working. Obviously, it's drying
it's
down
like
my skin.
Tight feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, like cured.
Oh, that's horrendous. That is the worst. So you know what? Bad. I would rather hack my feet open than than put surgical spirit in my face.
The difference is, though, is I was 14 years old. You were in your 30s.
Yeah, I'm not in my 30s yet.
Yeah.
I want to... Can I just tell... This is another quite a big mistake that I made. And it's not my forte anyway. And
when was this?
So this is... I used to, ages ago... I used to, before I went to bed, I would finger wave my hair. So I would side part it and then I would finger wave it. And then the next morning, and then I would like set it with like an L-net hairspray, like a really brush out hairspray. So the next morning I would then brush it out and have a really nice like wave to my hair. And so, but I would wake up in the morning and it would be quite messy. I was like, how can I stop this from... Why did I do this? How can I stop this from moving around? And I was like, what... I was like, what if I wrap my head with something to kind of like stop the movement? So I was like, oh, I'll just wrap it with like toilet roll and then like clip it in place. So I finger waved my hair. When you finger wave your hair, you use a lot of like gel, like a lot of gel. And then I would hair dry it and then I would hairspray it to make it really, really stay put.
So I remember there'd be nights where you'd have like toilet roll like pinned to your hair.
And so this night I hairsprayed it and then immediately put on toilet roll around my head and then pinned into place this toilet roll in between the waves so it kept its kind of wave shape. So the next morning I woke up and essentially what I did was glued toilet roll to my hair.
Yeah.
So I was peeling off this toilet roll off my hair, toilet paper, and literally I had to wash my hair because it was just toilet roll stuck to my hair. So I had to wash it all and just not have it. It was the dumbest thing I think I've ever done.
God.
I don't know. Actually, hacking my feet is probably the dumbest. But I don't know. I don't know where I got that from.
But that, I swear that was a technique. Like, people would use originally toilet paper to keep their hair set at night, but then obviously it moved on to like silk.
But I don't think they sprayed it with anything. They would have had it set with a setting like chemical. But
chemicals. Yeah.
Chemicals, don't use chemicals. Okay, should we get on to some of yous guys?
Yeah, we asked yous guys so that we didn't just feel like idiots.
Well,
which we are still.
So we have our first one, which I'm sure a lot of people can relate to. And this one says, when I was in sixth grade, I used St. Ives Apricot Scrub as a face wash twice a day.
Who didn't use St. Ives Apricot Scrub?
Yeah.
Maybe not twice a day, but that was our go-to exfoliator because we're like, it's abrasive.
Yeah.
Like I'm pretty sure that's what caused the redness and burst capillaries I have in the corners of my nose because I would scrub in those corners like for ages.
And also, remember when they released it, it was like, it's also a face mask.
Oh, yeah. Leave it on for half an hour so it can dry you out even
really
more.
Dry, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let those apricot kernels turn to stone and then start rubbing your face.
Yeah.
I think everyone made that mistake, especially with... It is that one exfoliator, the St. Ives scrub. But do they continue to make that now?
They still make it. I bought it for, like, just to, like, lulls. It's way less abrasive than it used to be. It still is quite chunky as far as, like, the kernels go. But it used to be able to pick out bits of, like, apricot kernel. And you used to be able to see, like, the jagged edges.
Yeah.
Half an apricot, yeah. But it's a lot more granulated than it is now. It was deathly. Like, when it was like, I swear it used to be like plain white packaging and had like just like St. Ives and like a mountain
it did.
Or something.
It wasn't the Norwegian flag, was it?
No.
I'm so bad with flags. It was like that and it looked very medicinal, didn't it? And then I think they made it a little bit more teen like and put like
it's
orange
got, like, peaches and leaves
apricots.
On.
Yeah, and what's her name from High School Musical?
It's got peaches on it.
Yeah.
It's apricots.
Oh.
Bananas or something. I don't know. Some light fruit.
So this one says, I used to put black eyeshadow in my eyebrows because I have darker hair. It looked like Sharpie. Yes. Here's the thing. You can use eyeshadow in your brows, but I think this is where a lot of brands go wrong when they make like... dark brow pencils, for example, they make it pitch black, and no one's eyebrows, even our eyebrows, aren't pitch black. They have a shine to them. They have depth. There's like texture underneath, you know. So using pitch black isn't the best. Dark brown, if you have,
it makes them look like shadowy and dusty though as well.
It mattifies them. That's what I used to, and this is when I worked for MAC as well. When I first started working, to be fair, I wasn't as experienced with makeup. It was my first year in makeup. I got a job with MAC. I was really lucky. I used to put mascara in my eyebrows. And the thing with that is, which is, it's fine to use like a clear brow gel or something like that, but actual black mascara I used to put in my eyebrows and they looked so matte and so dry, almost to a point where because it isn't reflecting any light, they do look grey. They look like you said, shadowy and weird and dusty.
Yeah.
And you can't really get like a nice shade of pure black. No one's eyebrows are pitch black.
I do feel like eyebrows... Like, I feel like you always see in your videos, like, there's always been trends of makeup, but they've always kind of been based around the same thing. But I feel like eyebrows, every decade, has gone through a real, real transformation. Like, in the 90s, people were plucking their eyebrows so thin. Mm-hmm. Then, do you know what I mean? Then it kind of went into the really overly drawn eyebrows where they were square. And then they're still overly drawn now, but, you know, you look, like, highlighting underneath them. And then, like, natural.
It's always the same kind of thing. It goes, like, it goes natural... chunky, bushy, natural again. And you can see that in like the 30s, 40s, 50s, even how much eyebrows changed then, 20s even, when it was like a fine line, even Tudor times when they would pluck them away, you know, that's the equivalent of a 90s brow, you know? So it does all come back around, but it is very much based on eyebrows. And it makes you think, because you look at pictures of your eyebrows back on, we've always had massive eyebrows, but people send me pictures of their eyebrows because I did that, you know, reacting to people's old makeup, like makeup glow-ups, whatever. And they look back at it and laugh at them, and it always makes me think, are we going to look back at eyebrows now and be like, what and laugh at those. Thinking? Yeah.
Yeah.
In 20 years' time, we might not even have eyebrows. That might be the
Who
thing.
Who knows? That's the thing.
Brands will be selling eyebrow wax, you know?
Yeah, the 1800s might come back again.
Yeah, Benefit will be like, new... Wow, zing, brow eraser.
Yeah, covered. Yeah. Shave off your eyebrows with lead.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. Benefit, wow, zing. Their names are ridiculous, aren't they, Benefit?
Oh, it's crazy. Here's one which I think a lot of people do it now. Mm. And I think we can both explain why this isn't so great. Someone said, just using one makeup wipe to remove my makeup. So I think we both made videos about... I've made a video about why makeup wipes aren't great for removing makeup. And I think you've done one about why makeup wipes are bad anyway. Am I right?
Or did you make that up? Yeah, in general. Yeah. Not a whole video, but I've talked about them.
Yeah. Explain briefly why, for your skin, wipes aren't good.
There's a few reasons. Mm. First of all...
Go ahead.
Oh. I have started. They don't remove makeup.
Yeah.
Well, they remove like a bit of it, but the majority of the time they kind of like just spread it around.
Right. It's like a surface layer.
Yeah, it's like surface layer. They're also very abrasive, so the amount of effort you have to put into removing that makeup, even if you're not wearing makeup, sunscreen, daily doings on your face, the amount of wiping and scrubbing you have to do to get that off just isn't worth not finally getting everything off. Do you know what I mean? Because you're not going to get everything off with makeup wipe. They're abrasive. They're very, very drying as well, the majority of the time. Mm. Even if it's like moisturizing wipes with like fucking... I saw face wipes with collagen in the other day. I was like, stop
that's
it.
Not,
stop
that's
glorifying.
Not
yeah.
Stop doing that.
Yeah, they're just crap. They're not... Here's what I would say. I did own a pack of makeup wipes because if I was sweaty, I would want to get the sweat off right away. So at the gym, when I used to go to the gym, I would quickly wipe that sweat away before I jumped in the shower because I want it on me as little as possible. You could technically use them as a first cleanse if you're going to cleanse again after, but they're not an effective first cleanse. An oil cleanse is obviously way more effective.
That grosses me out, wipes.
On Nicola water.
On Nicola. Here's the thing. I feel like... there's still like arguments whether micellar water is okay for the skin, right? Still,
yeah.
But
well, I think it's the argument. It's an effective makeup remover, but it's as far as like for some people, it might not be best to leave it on your skin. So it might be something you want to rinse away.
But here's what I don't understand, though, right? It's more effective than a makeup wipe, 100%. You're throwing away a makeup wipe all the time. You're getting it thrown away, Why not put micellar water onto a cotton pad or a reusable cotton pad? Mm. It's the same wiping motion. It's the same amount of effort, but you get more makeup off.
Mm.
So why not switch out your makeup wipes? I know it's easy, but so is micellar water. You literally
pour it. It's just how they've been advertised, isn't it? Like,
I hate them.
We know makeup wipes to be makeup wipes.
Yeah, you know? I have makeup wipes in my filming room and I have in my kit because I use them to wipe my hands. and I use them. They're not for your face. Yeah. I just would never. And you can buy makeup wipes that are 50p or 50 cents. Like, how good are they?
Exactly.
Here's another thing. Let me just say something as well. These makeup removing cloths, what do you think of those?
I don't know what they are. I don't get them. I don't understand why. I don't get it. What are
they? It's basically a glorified microfiber cloth. And it's like, erase your makeup. So I bought some recently. I did have a makeup eraser before. Didn't like it. So I thought, let me do an experiment. And I bought the, I think it's called Halo. And they're basically like round little like makeup removing pads. But you just wet them and it's meant to take off all your makeup.
Oh, the ones that everyone's using.
Yeah. So I used 3 of those. I dampened them, everything. I had a full face of makeup on. It was just after I finished. There was glitter on my face, there was eyeshadow, everything. Setting spray, everything. And I took everything off and I kept changing out the pad, if that makes sense. I took everything off when my face looked clean. I would then take another one, wet it, do another like clean. Not that you're meant to do this, you're meant to just use one and it's meant to be all good. And then I'll take the other one and clean my face. Then what I did was I washed my hands, I got an oil cleanser, straight after, put it all over my face, and with a new white face cloth, because I ordered a pack of white like face cotton face cloths, went over my face. The amount of makeup that still came off my face was insane. It was like I just took off my makeup again. And so it's like you're looking at your face and you're like, oh, it's all clean, it's all good, but the stuff that is still on your skin that you're then putting skincare over or you're then sleeping with on your skin just isn't great. Try it. If you have a makeup razor cloth, I know it's great to be like, oh, it's, what's the word? World safety. What's it called?
Yeah, leave it at that. That's right.
World safety. It's world safety. It's great. But, I mean, do that. But then maybe just, you know what? Wash your face.
Yeah, just get an oil cleanser, cleansing balm, get oil.
Please do.
You'll love it. It's nice as well. It's nice to give yourself an oil cleanse.
Yeah. Or even use those Halo things and then follow up with micellar water on a reusable cotton
pad. Honestly think they're a waste of time.
What?
Those Halo things.
Yeah,
People, I've not used them personally, so I can't speak from experience, but
and
I've seen people.
People are like, but it helps remove like stubborn makeup. It's difficult.
What,
to
more
still
than
take off
an
makeup.
Oil?
Not
more
at
than
all.
An oil?
Oil, you understand. Rub it and then take it away. These pads, it's like how much? And it did actually slightly painful. It wasn't like I was rubbing hard or anything.
Well, yeah, you're just rubbing your face of a thing.
I drank turmeric and milk to detox my acne but broke out into hives and cysts instead.
Oh my god,
that's what on earth? this is why it's so
they
important.
Drunk it.
This is why it's so important not to take these DIY recipes offline or wherever you find them.
This is the thing, is like turmeric and milk is like, in some cultures, like, it's a traditional thing. Like, people drink it. It's good for your insides. It is actually proven to be beneficial. So that's why I was, like, drunk it. I was like, did it apply to the skin? Or, yeah, maybe they just had a reaction.
I wouldn't even, like, apply that on my skin. Would you?
I'd done it to my skin once.
Wait, is turmeric the yellow one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did it
stain
my
skin?
Yeah.
The colours of my nose. They were yellow for ages.
Yeah.
But see, this is a thing as well with a lot of people think, just whether you're drinking it or eating it, a lot of people think this is the whole natural is better kind of thing. This is what does bother me about DIYs and, this is what my mum did, this is what my grandmother did.
Yeah.
Fine. Like, some people go all their life without reacting to things that you could get a reaction to.
100%,
but like with anything, you could have a reaction to it. So whether it's natural or not, I feel safer with synthetics that have been tested in a lab, on skin, whether it's skin samples, vitro, in vitro. I don't know if that's the opposite of in vitro, but
vitro and in vitro.
Yeah, that's what I feel way more comfortable with, rather than, oh well, my mum used this when she was a kid, and look at her now.
She used to drink stinging nettle soup and bathe in garlic.
Roll on a rhubarb patch every
strap
Wednesday.
An onion to your foot. Isn't that for colds or something?
Is it rub onions on the bottom of your foot or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Have we made that
and
up?
You won't have a cold. No.
If you've got a cold right now, rub onion juice on the bottom of your foot and tell us how you feel in a week.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Someone's just beating you with the surgical spirit, Tyrone.
There's no way.
I used nail polish remover to clean my skin when I was 12 or so and just got acne. Please don't judge me too hard. I was young and my parents made me do it because they had no idea either.
Okay, so there is something not as crazy about this as it sounds.
Stop.
Let me just collect my thoughts.
Surely here. Your eyes would bleed. Your eyes and your ears will start bleeding. Imagine that up by your eyes. That strong smell when that, like, ripping your skin off. That can't be right.
Okay, so one of the main things within nail polish remover is acetone. Right, yeah. So there is something that registered, like, licensed dermatologists can do, which is an acetone and dry ice facial.
Stop.
So, but that's not saying that you go out and use your nail polish remover.
Yeah, please don't.
Completely different. Formulated, completely different. Formulated to scrub shit off your nails, not go on your face.
So this even if it's acetone, you can get acetone-free removers. Don't use those either.
Oh, yeah. Don't use anything like that. Oh, but no. Of course, this was popularized by Kendall and Kylie Jenner.
Oh, stop.
Meaning they probably had it once and now everyone's it's the Kylie and Kendall facial.
They were offered a facial for free and they took it and now they love it. Yeah.
But this is something that started in the early 90s, apparently. So it does remove dirt. It removes buildup of oil. And it's a very, very powerful exfoliant, but it should only be used by professionals, and that's acetone, not nail polish remover. Once every decade. And if obviously if you have dry skin, you shouldn't use it. But it's not a case of grab your nail polish remover and apply it as a direct spot treatment or anything like that. I would say that's fucking awful, but I do think that's on par with White Spirit and TCP.
I think it's worse. I think it's worse because at least with White Spirit and TCP, you're like a surgical spirit, not White Spirit. Surgical spirit. This can be used medicinally.
Yeah.
To like sanitize, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas with nail polish remover, you're not like, okay, quick, I cut myself. Where's the nail polish remover? I can't believe it.
Oh my God. But how resilient is the skin? Do you know what I mean? Like, if we have done that to it and it's not just falling off our face.
Yeah.
It's clever. It's a clever thing. It's our skin.
Oh my God. So this one says, when I was a teenager, I used to pick my spots with a maths compass.
I'm
so sorry. So if anyone doesn't know, because I had to think about what it was, and a compass is one of those things that help you like draw a round circle, wasn't it? It had like a really sharp point, like almost pin-like, but a bit thicker on one end, and then you would strap your pencil on the other end and draw a circle. Can you imagine picking your skin?
My God. That is literally like, that's so horrible. It's so dangerous. But you do get those tools, don't you? And I have to be honest, I don't know what they're used for, where it's like, a nail on one end with a blackhead extractor on the other.
Yeah.
And I don't know what you're meant to do with that end.
I don't know if it's meant to like pick like milia.
Like
something
pop
like
the
that,
skin
or
so you can get shit out.
Yeah, but I mean, I wouldn't use that.
Here's, well, you'd be using it at school, putting it in your tin pencil case, and then coming home and picking your skin
exactly
with it.
In your crisp packet pencil case.
These are Smarties tube pencil case.
Yeah,
remember those?
Yeah.
Just thanks so much, everyone, by the way, for sending these in because these are awful.
Yeah.
And I thank you for
the great
this stuff. Yeah.
Here's the thing, and I mean, picking your face, picking your spots can leave marks. Does picking your spots, is it an age thing, whereas if you do it younger, it's going to affect you more because your skin, no, older, I guess, because your skin isn't repairing as quickly?
Yeah, so there are a few factors. We got it quite bad because obviously we have darker skin tones. Mm. And so post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation.
Yeah.
So after scarring, after picking acne, spots, all that kind of stuff, is more prominent in people with darker skin tones. But then, as you said, as you get older, your skin's turning over less, your skin cells are turning over less, and that's why we use exfoliants and retinols to kind of speed up that process.
So
it does take a lot longer for you to get rid of dark spots and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But just because you're younger, it doesn't mean it necessarily fades as quick.
I
mean, it took us years to
get years. I swear I still have marks from when I was like 14.
Yeah, well, I remember being in university when I was like 20 or whatever and looking at my skin and thinking, oh, they're finally all gone. Like five years worth of like, oh, God. Compass.
So this person says, I overbaked for my Debs, which means like it's an island's version of a prom, and had major flashback in every photo. I can't look at them. Listen, I'm gonna add that to my file of reasons not to bake. Here's the thing, like use powder on your to like set your under eyes if you have to. You just don't have to press that shit in too much, like loads, and it ruins your time,
your big days.
There's someone I speak to on Instagram, and she was sending me pictures from her wedding. And it actually didn't look as bad as she thought it did. But she was like, I can't look at my pictures because of a flashback from baking. And there's going to be so many people from this period of time that have either hired a makeup artist or have done their makeup themselves, whether it's your prom, your wedding, your birthday, whatever. And they're going to have so much flashback in these pictures. And it's going to be like one of those 80s blushes cases where we look back and that's how we used to blush in the 80s. You know what I mean? Calm it down. If you're going to have pictures taken, remember that flash and that picture picks up everything.
Yeah, it's a classic case as well of this stuff is made for studio lighting or bright lights.
Mm-hmm.
It's made for theatrical appearance. It's not an everyday camera flash, natural lighting kind of situation.
Church
reception. Oh no, that makes me feel so sad.
It's really sad, isn't it? And that's what sometimes when I see... Did I tell this prom story before in here about the girls that had come to me for makeup before they went to prom?
No.
So they went to this salon. I swear I've said it. Sorry if I've said it, guys. I don't know if I have. They went to this salon and it was their prom. They were all really excited, everything like that. And they spoke to the owner of the salon before and they were like, do you have a makeup artist or this kind of stuff? Can she do like prom makeup? And they're like, yeah, absolutely fine. And it was quite cheap. No, it wasn't. It was £35 actually. Oh. And I remember the price. And they went in and they were all getting ready to like have their prom makeup done. And the owner's daughter comes out, who's about 14 years old, and does their makeup for their prom.
No.
And it was the worst makeup I have ever seen in my life. And they said, obviously we paid because we didn't want to upset this girl, but they were advertising a makeup artist. So then they phoned where, at the time I was like free, like working in this salon, like to help helping them set up like a makeup company, worst salon I've ever worked for. The only one as well. And they basically last minute came in and I was like, this is our makeup, can you fix it? And I was like, yeah, we'll take it all off. and then start again. So we had like a team of three of us redoing their makeup. But it's a thing as well that people are, especially when you're younger, of course you cling on to trends and what's kind of like in trend and all that kind of stuff. But it doesn't relate to real life. And also hygiene. Where did you learn your hygiene? Have you learned hygiene? Mm. So many things to think about before you get your makeup done.
Before you do things. Another
before
one.
You bake.
Before you bake.
Another one. Washing my face with apple cider vinegar, not diluted straight out of a bottle. Ouch, that burns. Everyone is just burning their faces off.
Honestly, apple cider vinegar is the bane of my life because in one video I said I do not like using it on my skin. Right. Apple cider vinegar is an AHA, is a form of AHA, so it's an exfoliant. It's an exfoliating toner.
It's a natural fruit acid, right?
Yes. Yeah. Fruity acid. Dilute it, put it in your skin, fine. It's like maybe like a once every 2 week kind of thing, maybe. If you have like oily skin, if you've got the skin for it. But people are fucking mixing it with that like kaolin clay, whatever it's called, majestic Mexican but also Indian Aztec clay mask.
Yeah, yeah.
Who looks like they did their labeling on clip art. But it's just a mess. It's one of these DIY things that have gone too far as well. Why use apple cider vinegar when you can just use a well-balanced AHA product? I do not understand this thing. But undiluted, washing your face with undiluted apple cider vinegar. The smell, if that goes up your nostrils, it's going to sting. If obviously it goes in your eyes, it's going to sting. Oh my God, like I'm drinking it right now in water to try and balance out this kind of like acid reflux thing I got going on.
Yeah.
And it's horrific. I have to drink it 3 times a day and I hate it. I can't imagine splashing that all over my skin.
Can't you just eat gummies?
Oh my God.
Apple cider vinegar gummies. I had a company get in touch with me about that once.
Oh, I've ignored them 5 times.
Oh my God. So they were like, do you want to try? We would love to send you some of our apple cider vinegar. I was like, I'm trying to be healthy. Yeah, I'll give those a go. And I was like, yeah, I'll try them, but I'll need to try them over like a period of time and see if there's any, you know, there's no obligation for me to say anything. And I'm like, great. All you have to do is buy a pack of 10 and we'll give you a discount. I was like, fuck you.
I hate that. It's like, buy the product and then we'll give you back the money and shipping.
Yeah.
So, well, no, that boosts your sales first of all.
Absolutely. So we have a makeup one here. I used to always put gloss over my lipstick and didn't understand what a Cupid's bow was. My lips were just circles. And I'd always cover them off with gloss so they look like a clown.
Oh my God, I really want to see that.
I could just imagine a circle on someone's face. Here's the thing. This is why when I overdraw lips, I never overdraw the Cupid's bow because you do lose. That's where your definition is in your lips. You have that really nice Cupid's bow.
Yeah.
And like, imagine having this, you know, I don't know what I was about to say, having like this Cupid's bow, it's a really nice shaped thing, and then just whacking straight over it.
And being like, it
forget that. Yeah.
Put lip gloss on it.
Oh, I always overdraw from the outside corner of the mouth, and then I go slightly over and I meet the tip of a Cupid's bow, like the points of a Cupid's bow, and that's overdrawing, you know? I feel like if you gloss over that bit, it can look like dribble, it can look like your nose is dribbling, it can look like you're sweating.
Oh my God, I really want to see a picture of that.
I wonder if I have a picture. Wait, do they follow me on Twitter? I think they do. If you have any pictures, send it to me on Twitter. I recognise your profile picture.
Yeah, we need to see it.
So here's one as well. In high school, I had a couple of breakouts, so I purchased all the Clean and Clear, inflamed my face. Clean and Clear to me is a bottled version of every kind of acid these people are using and everything else, like every kind of alcohol.
Yeah, I just spoke about Clean and Clear and how much we used to use they call it cleanser when it's literally just an astringent toner.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, it's pure alcohol basically it has got salicylic acid in, so it's a BHA as well. And everyone's like, but how can you say that's bad? It's a BHA, it's just an exfoliator. It's like, well, no, it's formulated completely differently. It's so alcohol heavy. And when you're that young and you have active acne and you're picking at it, the last thing you want to be doing is applying this like Clean and Clear toner, then going in with your Clean and Clear 2-in-1 face wash mask, which they do as well, with fucking menthol in it, you know? Oh, God.
There's something, though, I remember being that age, being younger, and there was something really satisfying about almost the sting and the tightness of your face, thinking, I'm greasy all day. And why do we kind of match the stinging to healing? Do you know what I mean? Like,
I know,
the sensation of stinging to healing.
Well, some brands tell you is that stinging, it's working. It's like, it's not.
That zing you're feeling in your skin is just...
that puppy zing.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Who is it? Is it Glam Glow? That sexy tickle you're feeling in your... Oh. Or whatever it is they say. Everything has to be sex with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, that sexy tickle, it's just it working. It's like, but my face is burning.
Yeah.
I can see my skull. people are toning working. Everything is awful.
Oh, God.
I toned, in quotes, with pure lemon juice for about 3 months to try and dry out my acne. No SPF after two.
Lemon juice is one of the worst things people put on their face. And it's another one of those things that is like, well, my mum did it. My grandmother did it. Yeah. She's still got skin. Yeah. And it's
my
like,
grandmother's
yeah, but
mother
that
did
doesn't
it.
Mean, yeah, like doesn't mean though that you can't have these awful, awful reactions. If you're using pure lemon juice and you go out in the sun, you can blister up. It's really, really dangerous. And yeah, it's going to dry you out. If we used that when we were teenagers, it would dry out our spots and leave us with even worse dark spots than what we would have had if we just left it.
Yeah.
It'd be terrible. But again, it's one of those like DIY recipes that's, you know, there's tradition in it as well. And yeah. It's just not good for you.
Oh my God. I used to fill in my eyebrows with a ballpoint pen.
No. Oh my God. Are they English? I bet they're English, aren't they?
I don't know. That's a very that's a bold choice. But you know, like, what that to me makes a little bit more sense than eyeshadow, like pitch black eyeshadow, because at least with a ballpoint pen it has a bit of shine to it. You know?
Yeah, but what colour was it? Was it blue or
blue.
Black?
It was one of the green ones.
Green. At least, I guess, you get, like, flicky brows of it. You could do, like, little... Yeah.
God, imagine using a fountain pen or, like, a calligraphy pen.
Oh, beautiful. Don't do that.
Bit off topic, but I got a brow lamination done. It went horribly wrong and my eyebrows went curly. I was just thinking, oh my God, my eyebrows are going to be amazing. I'm coming out with a mini curly.
Oh, you know that's going to be the next eyebrow trend.
Curly brows. They must have not put the glue stuff on or something.
Like the setting thing or something. Oh my God. Oh, if you have a picture of that, we need to see that as well.
We absolutely need to see that. I remember our friend who we used to live with, again, I won't say any names, but she went and got, this is at the time when HD brows were like a trend, do you remember? And with HD brows, like they sold it in like salons everywhere and it would always be like an HD brow representative. And it costs a lot of money to go on this course to learn how to get HD brows. But they would tell you to like grow out your brows, you know, let them grow whatever, and then they'll do your HD brows. But they would thread them, dye them, wax them, tint them, all like everything you can have done to your brows. Do you remember what they looked like? She cried. She phoned me crying when she left this thing. She was like, I don't want to get on... This is when I was in London. She was like, I don't want to get on the tube because I look stupid and all this kind of stuff. And they were pitch black.
Yeah.
Horrendous, horrendous. And she was trying to scrub them with oil. We were using everything we could think of to get rid of this tint and this dye. It was just the worst thing I think I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. She did go from having very thin brows, like very thin, to like,
and then
really
and then I think I just taught her how to draw them on, and she loved them, and she just kept doing it. She was really
eyebrows
good at them.
Are perfect after
Oh, it was god, eyebrow trends are just like the worst thing.
Yeah,
ever.
They're
I do look quite like for lamination. I think that's really nice.
I
always
lamination.
Loved
lamination.
They used to be called like raccoon brows because it'd be like spike, and it is. Yeah. That's always been great. Well, guys, thank you so much for sharing. That was great fun.
Yeah, that was funny. Really liked
that. We had a really nice time. And here's the thing: we all make mistakes in makeup, and I'm happy people make mistakes in makeup because I wouldn't have a job.
Yes, and thank you for washing your face with lemon. I can talk about it and monetize it. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, but it's great to learn from everyone. It's great to learn from each other. It's great to learn from each other's mistakes and have a laugh at ourselves, you know?
Yeah, it's healthy
just
to laugh at yourself.
Your skincare,
it's just makeup and skincare at the end of the day.
Well, guys, listen, thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget to like, what can you, what's it? Rate, review, and subscribe. I never know. Whatever platform you're listening on, if you can review it, do it. If you can rate it, please do. If you can subscribe, please do. If you can share it, please share it.
I mean
that's up to you.
Yeah,
no one's telling you have to share.
Although I do find it weird when I finish watching a YouTube video and they're like, share with your family and friends. It's like, I'm not sending my mum this video.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Make water out of PVA glue.
That's very true.
Or whatever I was watching.
Water out of PVA glue.
Yeah.
That's what, yeah.
Rabbit hole YouTube puts you on.
Well, if you feel comfortable sharing, then do.
Only share with your mum.
Yeah, but you can only
no
share
one else.
Your mum.
Yeah.
Even if your mum isn't interested in everything we talk about. Follow us on Instagram. It's at the Double Cleanse Podcast, where we tell you as soon as we put out an episode. We ask questions over there. What else do we do, James?
Not a lot.
Not a lot. It's true, not a lot.
Yeah.
And that's it.
We'll post a picture of some jelly shoes.
Yeah, you guys will love it.
Yeah, you guys are going to love it.
Put your jelly shoe recommendations below.
Down below.
Have you ever shaved your feet? Let us know.
Let us know. All right, let's go.
Thank you. Well, I've been Robert Welsh.
And I've been James Welsh.
For the Double Cleanse Podcast.
For the for representing the Double Cleanse Podcast.
We will see UK. UK.
UK.
Competition.
2018.
Russia. Thank you so much, guys. See
Bye.
You next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.